Now, I never like to let you go without leaving you with a message. And today's message is pretty important. It's called, You Are Who God Created You to Be.
Amen.
You are who God created you to be. And that's awesome. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You're awesome. And as I was saying, God has created you like that from the foundation of the world, from the very beginning, from when He created everything. When He was creating, just think about this. He already knew that who you were going to be. He created that from the very beginning of time when He created everything, and He hasn't changed it. So He knew about you even before your parents knew about you or your great-grandparents or your great-great-great-grandparents. He knew about you and who you were going to be. And He knew that you were going to be awesome.
Amen.
Yeah. So, and now we have to, I've been talking about renewing our mind. We have to start to get the understanding of who God created us to be. We have to start to see in our mind who God has said we are. We have to really know this without a doubt, because I'm telling you, some of you look in the mirror and what you see is your history. You see the traumas and you see the shortcomings and you see the mistakes and you see the failures and you see the dreams that never came to pass. And you see all of this and you think, that's who I am. And that's not you. That's not what God created. What God created is who you are, and that's perfect. You are perfect and you are righteous. You are the righteousness of Christ. So righteousness means you are in right standing with God. God sees you as perfect in all ways. That is how He has created you. He never created you to be imperfect. He never created you to be flawed. He never created you to make mistakes. He never created you to come up short on your dreams. He created you with a purpose, and He wants you to do amazing things. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, let me ask you, here's an interesting thing now. Let's go down here and read in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 14. It says, For by one offering He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Now this is talking about God. By one offering He has perfected forever. How long is that?
Forever.
How long is forever?
All the time.
All the time. Forever. Forever is forever. And so by this one offering, God has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Now who are those? Those are you. He's talking about you, that you have been perfected forever.
Amen.
You are the perfected forever. Say, I am perfected.
I am perfected.
Say, I am perfected.
I am perfected.
You are perfected. Amen.
Amen.
So this is how God has created us. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, Love has been made perfect among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. It's talking about Jesus. As Jesus was, so are we. As Jesus was, so are you. So, was Jesus perfect?
Yes.
So are you in this world. Was Jesus healthy?
Yes.
So are you in this world. Was Jesus wise? So are you in this world. As Jesus was, so are you. You are the same thing. You are perfect. In all ways, you are the righteousness. God has made you righteous in right standing with Him. That's who you are. And remember, this message is called, You Are Who God Created You to Be. What I'm asking you to do today is get your mind renewed to the fact of the truth that you're perfect. You've got to get your mind caught up with that. Because if we keep seeing ourselves as flawed or not good enough or coming up short or missing something or not, lacking in some way, if we see ourselves that way, then that's what we're believing. That's what we're believing about ourselves. And if we believe that, then that's what we manifest. Because remember, the words that come forth from your tongue, they're either life or they're death. And if you're saying that you're perfect and you're in standing with righteousness and in right standing with God, then that's what you have. And if you say, well, no, I'm no good, I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, I lack all this stuff, then that's what you'll get. See, so we got to remember, we need to renew our minds to see the same way God sees us. He created us, and He created us perfect and amazing in all ways. Now, here's a question for you. How can we be perfect and still make mistakes? How can we make mistakes and be perfect? This is one that I think sometimes we start to think about that, because you hear me say, well, Ted is saying that I'm perfect and I'm righteous, but man, he has no idea how many mistakes I make. You know, and if I'm making mistakes, how can I be perfect? Because perfection means no mistakes, right? So how is that possible? It's by grace. Grace is the answer. Grace of God. See, the grace of God is forever following you. The grace of God. The minute you receive Jesus into your heart, you are now under grace. And grace is so busy fixing your mistakes that if your mind is totally renewed to the fact that you're perfect and that you're righteous with God, that grace is going to fix your mistakes fast, so fast you won't even see that you made a mistake. Say amen to that. So it's that, yes, we were going to make mistakes, but we got to see ourselves as the righteousness of God under perfection. Perfected forever is where we need our minds to be. When we get to that point, the grace of God will be working. Remember, grace is unmerited favor. Do you deserve it? Probably not, but God gave it to you anyway. Amen. Because he loves you, because he cares for you, because he knows I created them perfect. And that's the way they're going to be. And so this is an interesting concept here that you got to get. So if you think about it now, there's times where you've made mistakes, but God is already fixing them. God is already knows that you're going to make that mistake, and he's already got the solution ready to correct that. Amen. Right? Say amen to that. Amen. Now in Hebrews 10:17 it says, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. This is God speaking. He's not going to remember your mistakes. He's got like amnesia. He doesn't remember any of those things you made. Why? Because he knows who he created. He knows who you are. He knows what you're capable of. He knows that you're meant to have an amazing life. He knows that you're meant to be the authorities of this world, changing this world, bringing love and bringing blessings in all ways. He knows who you are. He's known who you were since the foundation of the world, and that hasn't changed. And all he's waiting for you to remember and to see who you really are, to know that you are the righteousness of God and that you have his perfection and you've been perfected forever. And the minute your mind is renewed to that, now the fun begins, because the grace of God goes to work in all ways to change whatever is imperfect, to change the mistakes that come, and he can change them fast. And it can happen in a blink of an eye that the grace of God can correct and change all those imperfections in you. Say amen to that.
Yes.
And here in Romans 8:28, when we read again, Isaiah 43:23. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. Again, this is God speaking through the prophet Isaiah. I'm not going to remember it. So let me ask you, if God doesn't remember it, does it actually exist? If God blots it out, it says blots out here. If God is blotting out your mistakes, your transgressions, your sins, if he's blotting those out, do they exist?
No.
In the history and the time fabric of life and all of creation, if he has blotted it out, there will be no evidence that it ever even happened. See, God wants us to be walking in the perfection, in his righteousness, as if we never made a mistake ever in our life. Say amen to that. That is the plan of God for you. That is the plan of God for you. And he is working on you all the time in that way. Let me tell you, I've had some of this as my mind has been being renewed to the Word of God. And as he's getting, you know, I'm starting to get and see more clearly what God is saying through his word, and my mind is opening to see like God is seeing. Now I notice this is happening. this is happening in my life. Now, last week, we were getting ready to go to Texas, and you know, we were planning out the rooms. And I was trying to schedule a room with the conference, you know, with the pastors there, and get one set up for Liza and me so that we would have it. And I wasn't hearing anything right away. There was no word coming back on it. So I was waiting and I was waiting. Pretty soon I got kind of worried because it was getting pretty close. So I said, Liza, maybe we should, just in case, book a room at another hotel, because they never said that I was guaranteed a room and I haven't heard yet. And so we called up, and well, it was quite a miracle that those rooms were all booked up at that hotel, that other hotel, but God opened the way for us to get the special conference price, and we got a room for every night of the week. And I know that he spoke to Liza. That's why you want to have a relationship with God, so that you can hear his voice leading you at the right time. And he led her onto the website at exactly the right time, and they had just released one of those rooms for all of those days. Somebody probably canceled it or something. She got it. Say amen to that.
Amen.
She got that. And that's what happens when we have the relationship with God. But still, I'm trying to get this room reserved at the special rate for the pastors with the convention, and I haven't heard anything. And then I contact my guy, and I said, hey, what's going on over there? Did you? Hasn't heard anything yet. Oh, getting closer, it's getting closer. And then finally, he sends a text. He says, oh, yeah, you know, I think they have a room for you. Here's the name of the person, and there you go. And so I was like, oh, well, goodness, that's great, you know. How much is the room? I asked him, and how do I confirm that I, you know, that I have this room? Because I want to make sure that I have it, you know. And, you know, he just says, yeah, contact the person. And it was just her name. And I was like, okay, you know, and I haven't heard from her. I thought she was going to contact me. And maybe I misunderstood that, you know, that she was not. And we're now getting down to a few days left. We got about 3 days, and I still haven't heard from her, and I haven't been able to get a hold of her, and I'm trying to call into the office, and I'm calling in, and I'm getting their prayer line, and I'm calling in, and I'm getting some other area, like, oh, they're shipping of products, and I can't seem to get to the location where I need to go to get a hold of this lady. And finally, I get over there, and her voicemail answers my thing, and so I leave a message on there, and I don't hear anything back. So I call the next day, and well, that's Thursday, and by the time I called, she's already left the office. And I'm like, oh goodness. So I call the next day. We are leaving on Monday. It's now Friday. I've got to get a hold of this woman to find out if I got a room. And there's another impending thing happening here. I need to cancel that other reservation, because they said if I don't cancel it by Sunday, I've got to pay for it. So I'm like, what am I going to do? I don't know if I've got this room. Should I cancel that room? I don't want to have no room. So I've got to hang on to that till I get confirmation. So we send, you know, so I'm not able to, I call her on Friday. She's not working that day. Oh, man, she's not working on the Friday. What am I supposed to do? I'm leaving on the Monday. Well, Liza, finally, we go and we start to consult with God. What should we do? Should we just forget about that room? We don't know if we've got it. We could just hang on to the one that we've got. You know, although I know that my pastor friend has gone to some sort of trouble to try to get me this room, and I would like to, you know, kind of respond to that. Well, we consult God, which is always what we should do when there's a problem like that. And God said to Liza, he tells her, ask Ted to look at his text messages. And so she said, what exactly, could you go back to those text messages that you got and just read to me what you got? So I flip back through there, and sure enough, you know, they come in like little bubbles, the text messages. One little bubble I didn't see, and that was a little bubble with an email address on it for my contact. That would have made it really easy for me to just send that in, and then she could have just told me that we got this, and I missed that. Now, at that point, I started feeling kind of bad, and I could have got into condemning myself and saying, oh, stupid, stupid, stupid. Why would you do that? Well, how did you miss that? Why did you not see that? But you know what? Sometimes we make mistakes, people. And thankfully, Liza didn't get into that either. We were just like, uh-oh. Well, that's kind of a problem. Now it's the weekend. She's probably not going to be answering her emails on the weekend, but we decided, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to send that email anyway. And we sent that email off on Saturday, and it was Sunday afternoon, late afternoon, and we only had a couple of hours before we could actually cancel the other reservation, and we got an email back from her. She actually responded to us, and she said, confirmed, you've got a room, everything's set up, we're waiting for you, it's all great. I said, let's rush home, cancel the other order, and we did, so we canceled that room. God fixed everything for us. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And it was a perfect room. It was a better rate. It was closer to the convention center. It had everything that we wanted. I mean, it was amazing. And so what I'm saying is that there are times where I am the righteousness of God, but sometimes my eyes don't see everything they're supposed to see. But it's okay. God is going to correct it, and he's going to make it better, and he's going to smooth it out, and he's going to fix it for you, because that's the grace of God working on your life, no matter what it is. One of the main points is don't go into condemnation. Because if you start getting upset with yourself or someone else, much like we talked about last week about forgiveness, you've got to let that forgiveness work and just release it. Don't go into self-condemnation, beating yourself up. Don't tell yourself how bad you are, why did you screw up? Because now the grace can't work in there. And God can't go in and fix the problem. He wants to fix it. He's already got the solution for it. The solution is already there. Listen to this. Here in Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
Amen.
Now think about that. All the creation of God, everything that God created, is working together for you. It's working together for you. You got that? It's working together for you. Everything that God created from the beginning is all created for you, and it's working together for you to help you to fulfill your purpose.
Amen.
To those, so if we read this again, and we know that all things are working together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. See that? Everything is working together for good for you. Because you are a believer. You believe in the promises of God. You've got the Spirit of God on the inside. And you are working towards fulfilling the purpose, the whole reason that God created you. You're working towards that. And all things are working together for you. That means you make one little, you forget one little thing. You don't see that email. No problem. God's going to fix it. God gave us guidance exactly what to do. He told us what to do. We followed what he did. And we received what he wanted us to receive. We didn't miss out on anything. Say amen to that.
Amen.
And that's always the case. Now, I got another story for you. Last year when we went to Paris, and it was a couple of days before we left Paris, and we realized that our flight was really early in the morning, and that no buses, trains, or taxis were running at that time of day. There was no way for us to get from our hotel to the airport at the time of day that we needed, because there was no public transportation of any kind. Well, at first, you know, Liza was like, oh man, I messed up. She started saying that. I messed up a little bit. What am I going to do? I made an awful mistake. Now we can't get to the airport. But I said, look, there's a solution. I know the solution. Let's pray about it. Ask God. Let's consult God, you know, because we can see there's something going on here. And God reminds her that when she was at the airport, she saw a Hilton at the airport. Now, I don't know how well you know Liza, but I know that Liza would not notice a Hilton at the airport to save her life. So I know that God was already speaking to Liza and showing her something that she normally wouldn't notice, so that she would have a solution to the problem, because God had already solved our problem before we even knew we had a problem.
Amen.
Say amen to that. So she calls up that Hilton at the airport, asks them, do you have a room on that night that we need it? And sure enough, they do have a room. Not only do they have a room, but because we're Hilton members, they're going to give us that room for free. Can I get an amen here? So we still had a problem with the hotel we were at, but we went down. We said, you know, here's our situation. We explained it to the lady at the front desk. She was so accommodating. I thought we were going to have a problem getting out of this reservation because we booked it months ago. That lady said, no, you're absolutely right. That's the thing you've got to do. No problem. We'll check you out early. We'll get you over there. And it all happened so easily. I'll tell you, we walked into that Hilton. They gave us the free accommodations. Then they upgraded us not once but twice. So we walked into this massive, incredible suite at the Hilton. They comped our breakfast. Not to mention we also got on top of that a nice shuttle that took us directly to the terminal where we're getting off. We didn't have to get up early in the morning and fight with all the commuter traffic on the trains and the buses to get there. We just woke up, kind of rolled out of bed, put on our pants, went down and had some breakfast, got on the shuttle, got on the plane. Everything was made easy. And when we calculated what God had saved us, it was more than $600. Say amen to that. See, my point is that God knows the solutions to the mistakes before you even know that mistakes were made. He's already got a plan for you. He's already got a plan for every situation in your life. He's already got the solution. You just got to remember that all things are working together for good, that you are the righteousness of Christ. You are perfected forever. When you start to get that understanding into your mind and your mind renewed to that, there is nothing that can stop you. And the more clearly that you have that understanding in your mind, that that's who you are, remember, who you are is who you are.
Amen.
you didn't get that one, did you? Because you can't change who you are. And your history of what you think you are or who you think you are is not the case. You are who God created you to be. And as long as you know that and you begin to see that and you begin to walk in that way, now that's what you're going to get in your life. And grace will be following you, unmerited favor in such ways where God will be correcting your mistakes. And now I'm not saying, you'll notice I'm not saying that you can just be careless and fancy free and say, well, I don't have to worry. God's going to correct my mistakes. Reminds me of my mother was telling me about her Sunday school teacher when they were kids. And she had drive them on this bus trip. And they'd go up the side of this mountain. And this old lady's driving the bus. She's driving like really fast along the side of the mountain on a gravel road with no guardrails. And here comes this big bus around the corners, gravel flying, tires are halfway off the cliff. The kids are scared stiff and they're saying, Mrs. So-and-so, maybe you should slow down. She says, don't worry, kids, God's going to protect us. Woo-hoo! As she flies down the side of this mountain. Now, I'm not saying you should be doing that. I think that's a little careless. But I'm saying that we want to try to be the best that we can. We want to try to do our best job. And when we do run into a situation where we realize we've misstepped, the first thing Liza and I did in both these situations was we consulted God. Because we've got a relationship with God. And that's why you've got to have a personal relationship with Him. It's not going to help you to say, well, I know of this God. Because just knowing of some God out there is not going to help you. You need to have a personal relationship where you have the Spirit of God on the inside. And now you can consult and say, what are we going to do? What are we going to do right now in this situation? And God gave us a solution of what to do. He reminded Liza of the Hilton. There is no way she would know about that Hilton unless God had told her. I know it. I know it without a doubt that God already provided the solution. In your life, He is providing the solutions 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why? Because His grace is pouring out upon you like a never-ending river because He has created you to be righteous. And He will go to all lengths to know that you are perfected forever. And He'll be fixing everything behind you because that is the grace of God that is working in all ways. And something good will happen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, if we go down here, down to Proverbs 12:1, I see this verse, as I'm going to read to you here in a second, in a new light since God has been giving me this revelation about it. Listen to this. Whoever loves instructions loves knowledge, but he who hates correction is stupid. You've got to like correction. I like correction. Man, correction saved me $600. I like correction. Correction got me into the room where I wanted to be in Texas. I like correction. You like correction? As it says here in Proverbs, let me read that again. But he who hates correction is stupid. I think so. I think he would have to be. Because I know that if something happens, I definitely want some correction from God, because it's going to bring a blessing into my life. God is not only going to fix it, he's going to bless me in a greater way. He's going to bring something even greater into my life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, for whom the Lord loves, he corrects. We've been talking about this is for people. Those corrections aren't going to follow everybody in life. Now, the opportunity is there for them to follow everybody. But who they're going to follow? Those people who believe in the Lord. Those who have said, yes, I believe in the promises of God. And yes, I receive the Spirit of God on the inside. Now that correction is working. At the same time, I also said you've got to renew your mind to seeing yourself. See yourself the way God created you. Who did God create you to be? He didn't create you to be somebody who is missing out on the opportunities of life. He didn't create you to be grumbling and complaining. He didn't create you to be that. He created you to have an awesome, amazing life. And he is doing everything. He is using all of creation to work together behind you to correct the things that have gone wrong. And to help you to not only fix that, but now to get a greater blessing. That is the amazing things that God is doing for you. Now, I like what Paul says down here. If we skip down to 2 Corinthians, and this is chapter 12 and verse 9. And this is Paul speaking. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly," this is Paul speaking, "therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasures in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in perceptions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." See, all of those that are us that are working with God, wherever we are weak, and you might be weak in reading your text messages like me. You know, you might be weak in noticing the bus schedules like Liza. You know, it's okay, because where we're weak, God is going to make us strong. God's strength is going to come in and make up for where we're weak. So whatever aspect of your personality, your character, or your life that is weak, what you need to know right now is that God's strength, his by grace, his strength is coming in there and bringing you up to a whole new level. Well, I'm telling you, don't you think those areas where you thought were weak, if God comes in, you're going to be even stronger than you ever thought? Those will be your strongest areas of your life. And that's what Paul is getting at. He is saying, my strength is made perfect in weakness. So wherever he's weak, wherever he's lacking in areas, he understands that's where the power of God is going to come in and lift him to even greater heights than he ever thought possible. That is the thing that we've got to look forward to. I want you to understand that as you go out there this week, we're going to be renewing our minds this week to understand that we are been made perfect. We are righteous. And even though you're making mistakes, you are still perfect. Because the grace of God is correcting that as fast as it can. If you have that relationship with God, you're going to be hearing from him, and he's going to be telling you exactly what to do to make up for whatever that was, to make it all right. It happens right away, and it happens easily. And that's the blessing of God that we have on our life. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Philippians 4:19. "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ."
Amen.
All your needs. Wherever those weaknesses are in your life, he's got provision that he's going to provide for all of those needs. He's already got that for you. He already knows where the mistakes are going to be. He's already got the backup plan already set. If you have that relationship with him, You're going to be hearing from him, and he's going to be telling you exactly what to do and when to do it so that that all can be corrected. Say amen to that.
Amen.